It's got a death curse.
So it's bothering me like me.
And then who locked you up in the sewer?
Just like having a wart removed.
What's the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, it was.
It sounded the same, a little
bit. Not with the skin you're printed on!
Yeah.
All right, this property is hereby condemned.
Like, they cast Billy Zane because that's pretty much what Billy Zane's always been good at. Is Billy Zane just playing Billy Zane cranked up to 11?
Is that a yes?
No, that's me giving you the finger, asshole.
I'll get back to you.
That's one of the great lines of the movie.
It was, yes.
Boy, listen to that thunder. God's doing some serious thinking tonight.
There's a gremlin in my cab!
Yeah, exactly. For him to be in, what, 80% of this movie is great.
Look, Irene, I am trying to clean your stove, all right? Now, how do you expect me to get my work done if you keep bothering me?
You've been working so hard with them clean rubber gloves? Show Mr. Smith up to number 5.
There are only two things we can use against them. The blood that's in this key.
It's blood?
And anything that destroys their eyes. Frees their tortured souls.
If evil wins, everything's over. That's it. Game over. You know, there's no redo. End of everything. But if we win, we just go back to this shit tomorrow. It's
Frights! Camera! Action!
Hey, kitties. Fred. I missed that and the other thing.
Hello, kitties, it's me, the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Horror 101, educating your fears.
Thank you very much, Mr. Keeper.
And this is Cash Wampum, welcoming you back to another Horror 101 show. On this episode, we'll be exhuming the crypt, so to speak. We're taking a trip back to the 90s tonight to unearth the first Tales from the Crypt movie called Demon Knight with William Sadler and Billy Zane. But of course, before we can do that, we have to test the microphones again.
Test it. Test the fucking microphones. Test them now.
Test the motherfucking microphone.
We are testing. We test the microphone.
Shibby-doo.
Get to the chopper!
Stop it!
Do it!
Sheeper!
Governor of California.
Is it a tumor?
There's lots to talk about. We've got a remake of Stephen King's It coming. Don Coscarelli is about to scratch our 18-year Phantasm itch. Ash vs. Evil Dead Season 2 is on the horizon. But before we get started, joining us once again, all the way from China. You know him. You love him.
The man is nefarious.
The most nefarious Paul B. back from China. With his new bride, Vivian, who says she's not going to say too much because, I don't know.
Yeah, invisible.
She's invisible.
We're going to try and get
it's
her to
audio,
swear.
So. So, we were talking about this earlier. I have to bring this up because there's another friggin' remake on the horizon.
Yes.
Yes, they're remaking It. And the new makeup has been released for the clown Pennywise. I hate it. I absolutely fucking hate it.
And I told you I was going to counter you on this, so make your point. Make your point.
My point is this. The Tim Curry makeup worked because Pennywise was supposed to be the kind of clown from a distance that could lure people in, that looked like a real clown. And with his charm, lure kids into their death.
This new clown looks fucking sinister at 50 paces. There's no kid that would go anywhere near that clown. He's got like a Victorian frill collar, and the makeup looks very goth and demonic.
That's it! Let go! Be afraid!
The Bath of the Stones!
You all taste so much better when you're afraid!
Hurry, Bev, kill it!
Kill! Me! Oh, you are priceless, brat! I am eternal child! I am the eater of worlds and of children!
I disagree only because Pennywise, like the Tim Curry clown, there was nothing. If you watched the old made for TV, that's what it was. It was a miniseries.
Right, it was over two nights.
Yes. Yeah. If you watch, there's nothing about that clown that was endearing at all. Like, I didn't see Tim Curry in makeup as a clown going, yes, I'd like to hang with this fucking guy. Especially when he's in, like, the sewer asking Georgie if he wants his fucking boat okay. back.
Apart from the location, though, when he's talking Georgie, he's like, yeah. when he says, I can't talk to you. He's like, oh, I mean, that expression is very clownish, and his mannerisms are very kind of pantomime, and I thought it worked.
Exactly. Go on, kiddo. Take it.
But certainly, at first appearance, if you take away the fact that, yes, he's looking up through a storm grate.
Yes.
His makeup isn't necessarily frightening or demonic.
No, it's until he gets his hands
but
on the all
fucking they gotta do is put sharp teeth on the motherfucker.
Yeah, he doesn't have sharp teeth right away, though. He doesn't.
No, yeah. I know. It's, yeah.
Oh. You want it, don't you, Georgie? Oh, of course you do. And there's cotton candy and rides and all sorts of surprises down here.
Now, okay, can you replace Tim Curry? Because you're the expert. You're the one who absolutely hates clowns.
I don't know who's playing the new Pennywise, so I can't say.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I have no idea who's playing him.
He will have big shoes to fill.
And this is what I was telling Brian earlier today. I'm like, listen, I think you're having Tim Curry freaking withdrawals. You get the idea that because everybody, I mean, the rendition of it that we got back in the 90s, Tim Curry was great. It was probably one of the best characters he ever did. But the whole show itself, even though it had John Ritter and a few other cast members, fucking sucked.
Yeah,
it wasn't
was
very
terrible.
Good.
Movie's
it
terrible.
Was terrible.
The ending was terrible.
No, the movie is terrible.
The whole spider thing.
Yeah, the ending I didn't care for.
Him coming out of the grate in the shower and stuff like that. Like, it was not a very good production.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that I would suggest deserves a remake.
When I watched it for the first time, I was in grade school, though. My parents let me stay up to watch it.
Right.
Because I had parents who apparently didn't care about me at all. Or didn't care if I was psychologically scarred, so thankful. I thought over the course of two nights, for me, in that time period, I loved it. I couldn't stop watching. But I think a lot of that, though, is Tim Curry. You're probably right.
And that's my main argument, is that we all know and love. We grew up with Tim Curry. He was darkness. He was, even before that, even before we were born, he was fucking Dr. Frankenstein.
Frankenfurter.
They're also planning on remaking that.
Yeah, and you know what?
Yeah, with Orange Is the New Black.
He was.
I don't like musicals, so I was never into it. I was never into Rocky Horror Picture Show. I don't like musicals. I'm sorry.
He was the ship surgeon in Hunt for Red October.
Yes,
He was in Clue.
Wilderness Girls.
Yeah, Water Weapon 1.
My hairstyle is the least of your worries.
And recently, the poor fucker has had a stroke. He's not doing well. Yes. So everybody's kind of heart pours out for Tim Curry because we know he's getting old. He's not doing well. And now they're remaking it. It's almost like giving Fred Krueger to Jackie
Earl Haley.
And it's like, no, you can't do that.
I'll just interject there what you said about Fred Krueger.
Yes.
We're talking about remaking it again. And
Kevin Bacon.
Playing Freddy Krueger.
He basically came out and said, if they asked me to do it, I would.
But now it's starting to pick up steam if people are talking about it.
But you know, so goeth the internet, so goeth the focus group.
You know what? As long as Robert Englund draws a fucking breath, fuck off. That's what I have to say. You know, it's not like he's gone. It's not like he's Angus Scrimm or...
It's not like he has to do acrobatics for the role. He can do it.
Yeah. He's still thin. He still loves the role. He still loves his fans. I mean, he did the thing, what was it, last year, where it was Bob Kurtzman, put him in the makeup one last time.
Yeah. Cincinnati.
For a photo op and to meet fans, and he's like, this is the last time I'm putting on the makeup, and that is it. Yeah.
Englund has to do two things. Approach slowly, have that same voice, and cast a long fucking shadow, and he would be Freddy to me.
Here's the plan. We bust in there, fight through the carnage, let the boomstick do the talking. Things get hairy, use your bottle.
Ash vs. Evil Dead, the first season, to me, is probably the closest thing that we'll ever have to an Evil Dead 4.
They've already said that they're not going to do it. That's it.
The show is
Raimi directed the first and last episode, and that's it.
So, as a fan, knowing that they are never, ever, ever going to do an Evil Dead 4, if they want to change it up a little bit and give us a television version with Bruce Campbell as Ashley Williams, with the chainsaw in his hand fighting the Deadites, then that's fine. Friends of ours, we just had dinner on Saturday night with friends of ours who grew up at our time. They never watched Evil Dead. Well, guess who was over here watching the Evil Dead that night?
I know, you skipped the hip concert.
We gave up the hip concert to fucking watch Evil Dead with these people who had never seen it, because I just am not letting that stand. And they liked it, of course.
But if you watch Ash vs. the Evil Dead, the humor is very much Army of Darkness. I mean, it's almost slapstick at certain points.
Yes.
There's one point where his mouth is gagged, and he's still talking through the gag in the mouth. Which is very Army of Darkness humor.
Yes.
You wouldn't have found that in part two. And you sure as shit would have found that in part one.
And let's not forget that Don Coscarelli is going to have Phantasm V Ravager out for us later this year.
One last bit of horror movie news, because I just heard this and it's exciting to me. Don Coscarelli's Bubba Hotep is coming out on Blu-ray, so I hope we're all excited, because what a great movie.
Another Bruce Campbell film.
Yep, with Ozzie Davis as JFK.
And Bruce Campbell as Elvis.
Yep.
And it works. Against the mummy.
It's so fucked up, it works.
A Western mummy.
Great movie.
Have you seen John Dies at the End?
Everybody keeps talking about it.
You haven't seen it?
Facebook friends with the guy who wrote it.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
If nothing else, it's entertaining. It's worth your time. Whether you like it or hate it, you'll be entertained. It's not Coscarelli, boring at all.
Yeah, it's Coscarelli.
Oh, hello, kiddies. So glad you could join me. Your old pal, the Crypt Keeper, has gone Hollywood in a big way. Care to see what I've been working on?
Nefarious Paul B., you seem to think that we already recorded Tales from the Crypt's Demon Night with Billy Zane and William Sadler. I don't remember that at all, and I looked in all the spots where I would have kept all the shows that are on the back burner, and listeners, there are shows on the back burner that we've recorded. It's not there. So, did we dream it?
I can't remember.
Dude?
I think we talked about it, and I think Paul made a big stink about not being around.
I would never make a big stink.
Yeah,
blasphemy.
Paul would make a stink about him. Why aren't I there for that? You're fucking half the world away, man. How can you be in on that?
So I think that's when
animals.
That's how it all came about. We talked about it. We wanted to do it. Paul's like, "Don't do it without me," and I think we never ever did it.
And another surprise by Cult Sensation.
Hold on a second. He's never seen Demon Knight. Tell me you've never seen Demon
Knight. I have never seen
Demon. You're come so on, full of shit. He's so full of shit. Billy Zane and William Sadler.
Hey, Jada Pinkett before she was Smith.
I see Smith Crowder. Billy Zane. He's a cool guy.
Let's do this. Brian?
You know what? I gotta say, the elements of this movie, what is not to like? It's Tales from the Crypt in a trapped, isolated location. Great gore. Great cast, William Sadler, CCH Pounder, Billy Zane. What more do you want?
Let's shoot this fucker.
I like it. Let's do it.
Cut! Cut, 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 cut!
Oh, hello, freaks. Wie schön, dass ihr hier kurz vorbeischaut. Euer Freund, der Gruft, die hat in Hollywood endlich seinen Supercoup gelandet.
These goddamn German trailers.
Freaks! Camera! It's about a chase through the ages, a race against time, the war between good and evil.
Come on out, everybody! Time to play!
And the final battle between man...
I'm sorry.
...and demon.
The hair! The demon's the hair!
And ladies... If you think Demon Knight is too gross and yucky...
Wow!
Thank you!
A little history about Tales from the Crypt. It began as a bi-monthly horror comic anthology and was the brainchild of two men, Gaines and Feldstein, Through EC Comics Publishing, they began in 1950. In mid-1954, there was a congressional witch hunt consisting of various groups of parents, clergy, teachers, all who, I'm sure, had sticks firmly in their asses, who basically called out violent and macabre comics as the key reason that there was a youth delinquency problem in America. They claimed comics like Tales from the Crypt promoted bad behavior and fostered illiteracy of all things. The public pressure was so severe that the Comic Society created a self-governed constitution of what was acceptable in comics, and it didn't look good for Gaines and Feldstein, so they threw in the towel on the Crypt Keeper and his Tales of Terror after 27 issues in 1955. The Crypt Keeper popped up here and there in the decades to follow, but it wasn't until 1989 when HBO released the Tales from the Crypt anthology show. The Keeper, who was once this rancid-looking old man with white hair in the comics, has now become a stickly zombie voiced by the zany John Cassier. The executive producers included Richard Donner, Walter Hill, Joel Silver, and Robert Zemeckis. Surely these were some of those quote-unquote delinquents who loved reading the comics back in the 50s. The show was a faithful adaptation of Gaines and Feldstein's original work, and even recreated a lot of the original stories for the show. It was a huge success, lasted 93 episodes, and ended in 1996. But just before they wrapped up that production, they decided to give the Crypt Keeper a shot at the big screen in 1995. And take it away, Mr. Keeper!
We're going to the movies! Frights! Camera! Action! I call this one Demon Knight.
Boy, listen to that thunder. God's doing some serious thinking tonight. I bet he's saying, on second thought, maybe I should have given it all to the monkeys.
Maybe it's not too late.
I always hate drinking alone. You want to taste?
Great to see Dick Miller in a more prominent role in a movie, because he's usually just a kind of background character actor that shows up one or two scenes in a film.
There's a gremlin in my cab!
Yeah, exactly. For him to be in, what, 80% of this movie is great. I enjoy that. I think it's about time he got a role that was kind of worthy of all he's given us over the years.
You wouldn't happen to know of a place around here where I could bed down for the night, would you?
Well, it just so happens I do.
Is that where we're going? Looks like a church.
That's it. Used to be a church. Ain't a church no more. They decommissioned it in the 50s due to lack of interest.
Just the place I've been looking for.
The man on the Silver Mountain!
Gangway, I'm bringing in business.
How long you want the room for?
One night, maybe two. Depends.
I never rent short term, and I don't rent to strangers. But I can make exceptions.
Geraldine!
Geraldine!
Geraldine, I mean now!
Look, Irene, I am trying to clean your stove, all right? Now, how do you expect me to get my work done if you keep bothering me?
You've been working so hard with them clean rubber gloves? Show Mr. Smith up to number 5.
Of course, C.C.H. Pounder, I'm a huge fan. And if you want to make a great TV show or a great movie, find a spot for C.C.H. Pounder. She will always be great in everything.
Wasn't she in Justice League?
She was. She was Amanda Waller. Amanda Waller, yeah.
You've been working so hard with them clean rubber gloves? Show Mr. Smith up to number 5.
What am I looking at? Which way is town?
Town is that way. And you're looking at nothing. But I'm sure you didn't come here for a view now, did you? But here's your key. And the concierge will bring up your bags momentarily.
Yes. Jada Pinkett, not so Smith?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Pre-Smithed. Pre-Smith, yes.
Excuse me, mister. I'd like to have a word with you about the little fender bender on the highway.
Sheriff, better watch it. He's armed.
Oh, man!
Told you.
Drop the guns or I'll kill her.
Don't! I said drop your goddamn guns!
Won't do it. I know this man, Sheriff, and he absolutely will not do it.
Drop the knife.
He has that snarky.
He is a smarmy asshole thing, yeah. Man, yeah. You know how they joke around with women saying they've got, you know, resting bitch face? He's got resting dick face.
Yeah.
You know something's up, something's weird, you don't know exactly what's going on. There's something going on between Billy Zane and William Sadler. You don't know exactly what it is. You're introduced to these characters, you're in this setting. What's going on here? And then, boom!
Sheriff, you're making a big mistake.
It won't be the first time.
Sorry for the inconvenience, everyone.
It's really like the man said, if you knew who I was, you...
We'll find out soon enough.
Why wait?
He puts his fist through the fucking sheriff's face, and you're like, okay, now we're in for it. Now we know what's going on.
You know what? It's like when the body fell in REC. It's like, the movie starts now. This is when it starts.
Yeah. 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 It's like, okay, party on. You know? The party is now on.
I swear Billy Zane is riffing ever so much on Beetlejuice.
Well, of course, he's walking up, or when he's first outside after he gets knocked out of the...
Right.
Oh, yeah, he's doing that.
He's like, nice fucking model.
You could, humans!
Yeah. It sounded the same. A little
bit. You're not wearing the skin you're printed on!
Yeah.
Fuck this cowboy shit!
You fucking ho-dunk-po-dunk, well then there, motherfuckers! All you have to do is give me the goddamn key! And we could get on with our lives. All right. This property is hereby condemned.
Well, I mean, he's hamming it up. He has the easiest job in the whole movie. That's pretty much... Like, they cast Billy Zane because that's pretty much what Billy Zane's always been good at. Is Billy Zane just playing Billy Zane cranked up to 11.
And he's just conjured up a bunch of fucking little nasty demons, and suddenly it's a full-on Hellspawn assault.
That is disgusting.
What the hell is that shit?
I like having a supernatural villain that is repelled with a supernatural force. The whole thing about the key having blood in it, where if you dump the key at the entrance, it creates a shield. Yeah. A supernatural shield that repels them from entrance. Which buys you time, right?
Only through that one limited portal, though, which is a bit of a drawback.
Well, think about it. I mean, these are just regular people. They're not ready for this, except for William Sadler. He knows what's going on, but all these people are not ready for this. What's going to protect them?
Yo, wait, this,
what the fuck is that?
What the hell are those things? Demons or something?
Worse.
Demons. Oh, that's sweet. That's just fucking sweet.
We'll be all right. As long as we stay inside and stay together. Just have to make it through the night.
And that stuff's gonna keep him up?
There are only two things we can use against them. The blood that's in this key.
It's blood?
And anything that destroys their eyes. Frees their tortured souls.
What?
This is crazy!
Deal with it.
My cat's outside. I gotta get my cat.
You go out, you stay out.
Is that so? What are you gonna do? Shoot us?
Right in the eyes.
I liked how there was two offensives by the evil in this film. Like, he spawned the demons, who was the primary threat. You know, you don't want these things to get you. But then there was also the, I'm going to isolate you and try to appeal to whatever vice that you're into. Cordelia, when she gets possessed, because she went fucking stupid.
Cordelia?
That actually reminded me of
Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness. Let's tell you, beautiful.
Yeah, you got real ugly.
You got real ugly. She was the one that took off CCH Pounder's arm.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, ooh, fuck.
First she snapped it against the door frame.
Up on fracture.
And then pulled it out.
Yeah.
Then wrenched it off. Oh, horrible.
You want to know what's going on? Shall I tell you?
Yeah, the threat was ramped up higher than you would have had for the typical episode of the show. This brought in the biblical tie-in. The tone was certainly a little more serious, and the threat and the potential like danger of what was going to happen. Like, I don't think you really had much of an Armageddon story in the original. It was certainly the danger was more isolated and usually only to one person.
And this was one of the things that I really enjoyed about this film, was that I love a film where the fucking stakes are high.
I love that the fate of the universe is being fought in this tiny little derelict motel in the middle of friggin' nowhere.
What happens when you run out of blood?
They bring back the darkness.
Just like that.
Just like that.
And then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And he scattered the keys. So fuck you, demons. There's light. I know you don't like it, but that's the way it is. And they've spent 3 or 4 billion years trying to get rid of that.
And they've collected all the keys but one.
All six except for one, which they found on the planet about 2,000 years ago, yeah. About the same time that Christ was being crucified.
Thank goodness one key was still on Earth or we would have been screwed.
Way to go, six other species who let them get the keys. Way to fuck things up and leave everything on us. Good job.
Well, I mean, it's
the six other species out there that is total disappointments. They like going back to that trope over and over again. And the thing is, that the one thing that always pisses me off about these movies, so let me get this straight. If evil wins, everything's over, that's it, game over, you know, there's no redo, end of everything. But if we win, we just go back to this shit tomorrow.
Because good is dumb.
Right? Hello.
I'm your waiter, Skip. Our special today is a lovely poached appendage. Market price, of course. For starters, I recommend the finger food.
Want your arm back, Irene? I can make it happen.
Is that a yes?
No. That's me giving you the finger, asshole.
I'll get back to you.
That's one of the great lines of the movie.
It was, yes.
Is that
a yes?
No. That's me giving you the finger, asshole.
That was nicely done, yeah.
And he leaves. He doesn't even try.
Yeah. I'll get back to you.
Shut this one down, Uncle Willie. Long, hard one. Nothing gets you fucked up faster. Am I right, guys? Am I right?
He's looking at you, Uncle Willie.
With Uncle Willie, it was the booze.
Yeah,
with
the women.
I was gonna say, it wasn't just the booze.
But it was the women.
Oh, yeah! We got a whole lot of trouble.
God help!
Get the eyes!
I heard that.
Get the eyes! Get away!
Just reminded me though, Thomas Hayden Church.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His character's name was Roach.
Yes.
Cockroach, right?
How do I know you ain't gonna kill me?
You have my word. I mean, frankly, we've been counting on you, haven't we? The world needs more people like you, Mr. Roach.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Like the dirty, filthy, you know, we'll do anything to survive Roach.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
We'll survive Armageddon. That's what we all say,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I just thought he was a Willie Nelson fan.
Oh, Roach, there's just one more thing I forgot to mention.
I lied.
Anybody home? Come on out, everybody! It's time to play! Hello!
Or not.
Move your ass. Grab the case and get on over here.
The whole last stand hand grenade thing.
Yeah? CCH Pounder and fucking Deputy Bob there with the
Echoes of Aliens. Hand.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you always were an asshole, Gorman.
Yeah, oh yeah, and I looked at you, I'm like, aliens? You knew exactly where I was going. Yep.
Up, up, up! This is my house. I make the rules. Now get up there.
You know what? All we got is this explosives, and we're the last stand between us and the fucking thing closing in. Ting! Boom!
Supper time.
Some interesting little hints that they drop with Jada's character, who will eventually take the torch, right? From Breaker.
She does.
But it's interesting because she's set up as a thief who's trying to redeem herself.
Yeah.
And a lot of the blood in the actual key was from a thief, he said.
Sirach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Carpenter.
And then on top of that, she's in a work release program. She's bound to service as well, right, for redemption.
Take it.
What?
The seven, you're the only one left. You're the chosen one. That's what I came here to do. Give you this key.
can I have?
Out of all the demons that you see in that film, the little boy Danny becomes the most lethal, ugliest motherfucker in that entire film.
He's the one that delivers
the fatal blow to the hero of the story.
I gotta say, really appreciated the flipping back and forth between the comic book, which is storyboarding that whole action sequence, which ties it back to its roots, because this all began really in Boy's Adventure, like comic books back in the day.
When the stars line up, you'll know what to do. I can't tell you how long. Maybe a lifetime. Maybe several. But on that day, you'll fight.
And when that night is over, you'll do what I just did.
Watch your back, Gerald. Watch your
back. Don't you leave me!
Breaker is dead, the torch has been passed, and the Collector is still in the fucking house. How will Geraldine fight this timeless evil all on her own? We're not telling you. Watch the fucking movie.
As for me, I'm afraid I've got to hurry. Tonight's a big screamier.
Actually didn't really need the closing moment with the Crypt Keeper.
No, but they have to do that.
Yeah, I can understand why. Yeah. And John Cassier is the voice of the Crypt Keeper. He's been the voice of the Crypt Keeper. He gave us a shout out. We love the guy. We met John Cassier. We met him in Niagara Falls when we went to go see Kevin Smith there and Jason Mewes. And he was completely happy to talk to us. He was all smiles and handshakes. A class act. All throughout every day that we were there, like every 5 or 10 minutes, he'd get the microphone out and he'd be doing the voice and he'd be announcing something as the Crypt Keeper. Oh, there he is with the microphone.
Hey, kiddies. Right. I missed that and the other thing. Now that's entertainment.
Nick, score this motherfucker.
8.05.
What was it you were hoping for, an 8?
8.1.
Like I said, it has moments, but as an entire thing, it fell flat. Like, there were moments of fun in it, but I didn't walk away from it thinking like, oh my god, I have to go home, I have to introduce other people to this was amazing, this is fantastic, this is worthy of 8, this gets... You know what, I was going to give it a 6.5, I'm going to roll it up to a 7 just because.
7? You know what, 7's respectable.
Hey, maybe I should give him a freebie.
Just what he needs. Someone else screwing him.
Brian Stewart.
I'd say 8.5. I like that score. It's a good score. Actually, interesting side note, Danny Elfman, who does the theme music for the TV series, did it free of charge. When he found out that the show was going to be hosted by a dead guy, he said, no, this one's mine. And he wrote them and said, I'm writing your theme song. And they let him. And it's fantastic. It's catchy. I love it. I'm not sure what it is that doesn't make it quite perfect for me. But I love that cast. I would watch those people in any movie. You cast them in anything, I would watch that cast. I love the gore effects. Do not feel dated in the least. I mean, watching this now, it doesn't feel quite as bad as going back and, say, watching the first Friday the 13th movie on Blu-ray, which you can tell the makeup effects are really not aged well.
Yeah, the coloring is off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this, everything looks good still. I like the story. I like how they really use their budget well. The movie still looks good, and I love the cast, and it's a great story. I like the trapped, confined location. I love claustrophobic settings, especially in horror films. So it has all the elements that I like in a fun, good horror outing.
Give me the key, Breaker, for crying out loud!
Nefarious Paul B!
What was his idea, I wonder?
I'll give it an 8.
8.0? You're
such a politician.
Maybe bump it up a little bit.
8.5.
I mean, there are flaws in it.
What gives it the 0.5? What bumps it to the 0.5 for you?
I just find it fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
Yeah, you're never bored.
No, you're not bored, and... I on a pure cheese level, I actually like Bordello of Blood.
Mm-hmm.
But this was the first one. I loved the show when the show was on. This is just an expanded version of the show. Nowhere near as cheesy as Bordello of Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere near as goddamn bad as the last film, Part 3. So, 8.5.
At least we're all in one piece. I'm sorry about that, Irene.
It's okay. Vodka's kicking in.
You know what? I'll match the 8.0. It's not perfect, but at the same time, I mean, you got a film, and if you're a Tales from the Crypt fan, then you know what to expect. This film that you watched, it was 95, but this felt like something that would be in like 86, 87, because it had that level of fun to it. Not a lot of gore, but enough grew to make you go, ew, a couple of times. But
oh, yeah.
One night setting,
will do that, yeah.
You know, it felt like a movie that was made, should have been made about 7 or 8 years before it was, and here it is.
You know, you remember the tagline for Creepshow?
The most fun you'll ever have being scared.
Yeah. Do you remember the tagline was for Fright Night? If you like being scared, you're about to have the night of your life. Yeah, it's the same deal. I mean, if you like these types of movies, this is, you know, it's
fun. Tagline for Fright Night should have been, Amanda Burns likes carpet. She likes carpet.
Hey, handsome. Age before beauty.
Yeah, pearl before swine. Shit.
Folks, that's the end of the podcast on Tales from the Crypt's Demon Knight, starring William Sadler, Billy Zane, CCH Pounder, Jada Pinkett, Not-So-Smith, and Dick Miller. Look for Charles Fleischer in there as well as the tragic Wally and a memorable John Shuck as the sheriff who gets a splitting headache. Man needs some Excedrin. We hope you enjoyed our little journey to the crypt. It was great having Paul be back with his new bride for another podcast. Recently, TNT president Kevin Reilly has announced they have a new 2-hour block of horror coming, which will be headlined by a brand new rendition of the Tales from the Crypt anthology show. It's to be curated by M. Night Shyamalan, and sadly, it's looking like the Crypt Keeper will be completely revamped. From what we're reading, it's looking like Mr. Kassir will no longer be the voice of the Keeper, which is, of course, very sad. Apparently, there's a lot of fingers in the Keeper character's pie. There's rights issues that need to be circumvented. Our only hope is that the powers that be get all their shit together and do the right thing. Get John Kassir back voicing that little crusty fucker that we all know and love and usher us correctly into another era of Tales from the Crypt stories. We want to thank Mr. Kassir for his shout-out. It was great meeting him. And Halloween is coming, our favorite time of the year. What will we do for the show this Halloween? Do we focus on another Michael Myers film? Do we cover Tales from Halloween? Should we carve pumpkins and then knife each other to death with the mic running for your amusement? We have no clue. But we do our best work flying by the seat of our pants, so I'm sure you'll love it. Should be out this time next month, so be sure to come back. Subscribe to us on iTunes, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Do whatever you have to do to keep us the number one horror podcast out of Canada. And for the world-famous Brian Stewart, the cult sensation Nick McPherson, the nefarious Paul B., and my wife, the lovely Nude, this is Cash Wampum saying thanks for listening and reminding you that there's a horror movie out there that's just going to scare the hell out of you. And we're going to help you find it right here at Horror 101, Educating Your Fears.
Interjection!
Meanwhile, the guy that you thought was good and that was in love with the hooker with the heart of gold was actually a psychopath who was about to blow up his entire post office and was reading everybody's mail.
But he's such a fuck-up, he doesn't buy the ammunition.
Well, so, the hand grenades, the last I checked, were pretty real.